sing it one more time.
Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. There's a holy hush around us. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place.
So let's take a couple minutes now in meditation. So I invite you to close your eyes if you like. Put down anything that you're holding just so you can relax completely into the moment. And again, let's just breathe. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. And as we breathe in this time, let the breath that we breathe in be a reminder that surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. We breathe in and we become aware that the Spirit of God is outside of us, is inside of us. The Spirit of God comes through with every breath we take, with every choice we make, with every action we take. The presence of the Spirit of God fills us. Breathing in and breathing out. And as we breathe in, it is the Ruach, the breath of God, the Ruach. And we are filled with love and tenderness for the Spirit of God, for all people that we meet, and for ourselves. With every breath, with every step, we're filled with grace and we are filled with forgiveness. Because that is the depth of the world. That is the truth of the world. So let's take that idea into the silence as we feel the breath of God deep within us, and feel it and experience it and be with it, because it is the truth of us in the silence. Spirit of God, you touch my life and you fill me up. Teach me to see more deeply. Teach me to see the truth behind the illusions and appearances. And so it is, God. So it is. Namaste.
I can feel the mighty power and the grace. There's a holy hush around us. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. There's a holy hush around us. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place.
This is something we don't do quite as often in Unity, which is a baptism. So, to the congregation, this is Hope Carolyn Keenan. She she came to she came to me about a month ago and said, "Does Unity do baptisms?" And I said, "Sure." I said, we prefer to be with adults rather than kids. And the reason why is because the sort of commitment that Hope is about to make isn't really suitable for a three-year-old or a five-year-old. They don't know what it means. And so we bring in baptism here because it makes sense as an adult. So, Hope, thank you for being here. So, Hope Carolyn Keenan, what an amazing journey that you're on. And as we engage, as we introduce, as we put you through the act of baptism today, we want you to understand just how special it is. It's a symbol, of course. And Unity is a church that doesn't have quite as many symbols. And so the ones that we do are so much more powerful, so much more meaningful. So thank you for the courage it takes to be here. Baptism is a time when you more consciously understand who you are and what you are. Baptism is a time when you welcome the Spirit of God into your life. And, of course, the Spirit of God has always been there, no exceptions. So what we're really doing with the act of baptism is to say this is a time when you open your eyes to what has always been there, the deep, deep love of the Spirit of God for you. Because of the act of baptism, you're going to discover who you've always been at deeper and deeper levels. Because of the act of baptism, you will discover more and more about the people who are in your lives and that they are not here by accident. They're here to love you, and they are here to challenge you, They're here to make you laugh and to make you cry. And the act of baptism brings that all up to the fore so that you cherish it. Because of the act of baptism, you will even more consciously think about how your human consciousness and your spiritual consciousness seem to fit together. You start to discover more and more about the very role in your life. So Hope, I want to ask you about three promises. Are you prepared to do that?
Yes.
Okay, good. Hope, do you promise to keep searching? Do you promise to keep learning? Do you promise to keep discovering more and more about who and what you are?
I do.
The second promise. Do you promise to treat others with kindness and with love? Because that is one of our special roles here in this life, is to treat everybody with love and kindness. Can you make that promise? And the third promise. Do you promise to keep trying to honor yourself? I don't know, I was more touched by the tears falling down. Do you promise to keep trying to honor yourself? And do you promise to keep honoring each person that you meet in this life?
Yes.
And so in unity, we don't baptize with water. We baptize with rose petals. And that's on purpose. Because the rose petal is delicate and beautiful, and yet has unbelievable determination. It will not go away. It is there forever. And so we want to honor you. As you draw closer to the Spirit of God, you will be blessed at all times through this act of baptism. And just as the rose petals are so beautiful and kind, so are you. It is the truth of your soul. It's the truth of your heart. And so we say thank you for this act. And now, I just declare that you are baptized into the Unity Center of Spiritual Growth. And so it is. I don't know Hope really well. I've just gotten to know her over the last month. But I think she's just one of the nicest people that I've ever met. And I'd like to ask something else. I know that you're here with your family. Could I invite your family to stand? Yeah. Go ahead and stay standing just because I want to ask the three of you a question, and that is that nobody walks this life alone. And the spiritual journey, that's the biggest, deepest, most important thing. That's the most important step that a person could ever take. So I want to ask you three, can you help her out through that journey?
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you. Yeah. She's so sweet. While you guys were clapping, she goes, "Can I sit down?" Oh, and I got caught up in a moment. I was crying myself for you.
Must have time.
Yes. Today, I wanted to talk about who wrote the Old Testament. Well, I lied. Yeah, I think that's an important topic and it's an interesting topic. But I think if a church is going to be relevant, they have to talk about what's going on. And while I love talking about the history of the Bible and so on, what's going on is that I think that because of the events of the last week, we need to take care of each other. I don't believe in mixing politics with religion. So you've never heard me up here say, vote for a candidate or vote for a proposition or whatever. I don't do that. But I think that the election we just had is probably the most meaningful election that we've had in 164 years. And people are really touched dramatically by the results of the election. And some in good ways, some in bad ways. And so I just want to say, I think it's our job to take care of each other. I think it's our job to extend love wherever we can, whenever we can. And I know I do this a couple times a month, but I want you to just look around for the next 20 seconds or so. Just look around. See who's here. Go ahead. Coincidence, luck, accidents. Just ways of God staying anonymous. Yeah, there's no coincidences here. You're here with exactly the people that you're supposed to be. And so it makes sense to me that we say, oh, I got to take care of people. And I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or whatever it might be. Let's just love each other. Let's just take care of each other. And the second thing I would say is, let's keep our minds really open to whatever it is that's going on. I don't know if the election turned out the way you wanted it to, or if the election turned out the way you didn't want it to. This is none of my business. But I do think that one of the responsibilities we have, just keep our mind open. See what's happening. You know, and so if the election turned out the way you wanted it to, cool. If the election turned out the way you wanted it to, keep your mind open and really see what it is that's going on. If the election didn't turn out the way you wanted it to, keep your mind open. Keep paying attention. Keep seeing what's there. There was a man, Fred Fiedler, who was a social scientist in the 50s and 60s. And he did some really interesting work on leadership and motivation and so on. And the reason I bring him up is in an interview with Psychology Today about 20 years later, he admitted he forged all his data because all of his data didn't come out the way he wanted it to. And so his reputation kind of got destroyed. But he wanted to be straightforward in that way, I guess. I bring it up because isn't it so easy for us, whether we liked the election results or whether we didn't like the election results, isn't it easy to forge the data? Isn't it easy to make up motivations and intentions and, well, this person over here must not be very bright because they voted a particular way. And this person over here must be really naive because they voted a particular way. Just keep our minds open. Keep our hearts open. And more than anything, let's just take care of each other. See with your heart. See who you need to take care of. And I wrote this last night, and then I realized how coincidental it was, because I wanted to say, it's all about hope. And so we want things to go really well. I mean, you know, this is our church, this is our city, and this is our state, this is our country, this is our world. And so I think hope plays a huge role in that. And so I did some great research, and so this came from Facebook. Nice. But I loved it, and I hadn't heard it before. People speak of hope as if it is this delicate, ephemeral thing made of whispers and lacy doilies. It's not. Hope has dirt on her face and blood on her knuckles and the grit of the cobblestones in her hair, and she just spat out a tooth as she rises for another go. I think that's what hope is. It's not this sweet little airy fairy kind of thing. Hope says, in spite of all the stuff that goes on in our lives, we keep hanging in there and we keep doing what it is that we need to do. And then as I got to that last part about spitting out a tooth, I was just imagining hope here, spitting out a tooth. Hope means you're still hanging in there. Hope means you keep on keeping on. And again, it's not talking about any particular outcome of the election. I'm just talking about us, and I will say it again and again and again. Let's take care of each other. Let's treat each other 100%. And so I'll close. Boy, you guys are going to get out real early. I'm going to invite you to close your eyes, and I'm going to say a prayer that you've all heard many times before. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. And so it is. I love you all. Thanks. Namaste. It's like 10 till. I want this to go into the piggy bank the next time I go 10 minutes over.
So I have a song about joy. Because I have some friends named Joy too, but this is about everybody. spirit rejoices each morning. My soul bursts with song. I'm thankful for each new beginning that comes with the dawn. The fog disappears, revealing the sun. The blue sky appears, a brand new day's begun. It's wonderful just to be living. My spirit rejoices each morning.